This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge has set the trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump for next March on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 presidential election, putting the historic trial right in the middle of the 2024 presidential campaign, with Trump the front runner among Republican candidates. VOA Cindy Sane reports.
Lawyers for former President Donald Trump were back in Washington Monday for a hearing that set a March 4, 2024 date for his trial in conjunction with his alleged effort to stop the peaceful transfer of power at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2020. Trump's lawyers had no comment for VOA, but expressed their disappointment to the judge. They had asked to put off the trial until April 2026, after the November 2024 presidential elections. The prosecution wanted the proceeding to start January 2nd with jury selection in December.
President Biden met at the White House with civil rights advocates and of children of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington.
The meeting comes days after a white man shot and killed three black people in Jacksonville, Florida.
You can't let hate prevail, and it's on the rise. It's not diminishing. Silence, I believe, we've all said many times, silence is complicity. We're not going to remain silent.
The president says there is a group of extreme people trying to erase history, and action is needed against hate-fueled violence.
I never thought that I'd be president, let alone be president, and having a discussion on why books are being banned in American schools.
Kamala Harris, the first black person elected vice president, was at the meeting.
The vast majority of us have so much more in common than what separates us.
But
that's APZ Donahue reporting, and this is VOA News. The United Nations is in the throes of what Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls an unprecedented six-month exit from Mali and orders of the West African nation's military junta, which has brought in mercenaries from Russia's Wagner group to help fight Islamic insurgency. The UN Special Envoy for Mali laid out the scale of the operation to the UN Security Council Monday. All 12,947 UN peacekeepers and police must be sent home, their 12 camps and one temporary base handed over to the government, and 1,786 civilian staff terminated by December 31st. Mali's UN ambassador said the government is cooperating with the UN peacekeeping mission, but it will not extend that deadline. The Pentagon plans to field thousands of drones within the next 2 years. VOA's Scott Walterman reports.
According to Deputy Secretary of Defense Kathleen Hicks, Beijing's main advantage is mass. More ships, more missiles, more people. At a military technology conference in Washington, she said, the United States will counter the PLA's mass with mass of their own. But there, she said, will be harder to plan for, harder to hit, and harder to beat. The goal, Hicks said, is to field autonomous systems at scale of multiple thousands in multiple domains within the next 18 to 24 months. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Four children drowned off the Greek island of Lesbos, and one woman drowned in a separate incident off the island of Samos Monday, all while trying to cross the sea from nearby Turkey. VOA's Kim Lewis tells us more.
Government spokesperson Pavlos Marinakis said the Greek Coast Guard rescued 23 people in Turkish waters in the early hours of Monday, and four of them later died. They were an 8-year-old boy and three girls aged 14, 8, and 11 months. Neither Marinakis nor the Coast Guard gave further details on the incident. Separately, a woman and a child were found unconscious off the island of Samos overnight, and the woman later died despite efforts to save her. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says that Chinese counterpart agreed to exchange information on U.S. export controls that irked Beijing and set up a group to discuss other commercial issues. But neither side appeared ready to make major concessions on disputes that plunged the relations to their lowest levels in decades. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.